a lot of the issues that I have spoken about for some time were confirmed again by the hospital group. There's a shortage of capacity. There's a deficit of about 200 beds across the SAILTA group. There's also a difficulty in recruiting staff. There's issues with retention, but also with recruitment of consultants, of nurses. They simply don't have the capacity to deal with the volume of scheduled and unscheduled care, which is presenting the hospitals at the moment. They also spoke about the need for increased investment in step-down facilities and in community care. And for me, that links in very much with the campaign for Lifford, a community hospital as well, to make sure that hospital is brought back into use and provides the step-down facilities and beds, short-stay beds, which are now being promised. So there is a very clear link between what's happening in primary and community care. They talked about the shortage of GPs and a difficulty in some parts of the country in recruiting GPs as well. So it's I suppose, a very sobering picture of what's happening in our hospitals, but also across primary and community care. And it again shows the need to have integrated healthcare between primary, community and acute care, but also making sure that our hospitals have the capacity and are backed up with the resources that they need from the HSE, which hasn't been the case, I have to say, over the last number of years.